Iranian missiles hit Saudi oil targets as ceasefire proposal emerges. Iran launched ballistic missiles overnight at three Saudi targets with direct implications for global energy supply. Prince Sultan Air Base southeast of Riyadh, Yanbu Port on the Red Sea coast, and the Samref refinery, a joint Saudi Aramco and ExxonMobil operation that processes crude for export to Asia. The Yanbu strike is particularly alarming because the port anchors a critical pipeline built to bypass the Strait of Hormuz, meaning Iran is now threatening both the maritime choke point and its overland alternative simultaneously. The conflict has already knocked roughly 5 million barrels per day out of global markets, driving refining margins to record highs. Yet oil prices pulled back Tuesday morning on a diplomatic signal. Mediators, reportedly including Qatari and Omani intermediaries, have formally placed a 10-day ceasefire proposal on the table, and Iran has confirmed receiving it. Secretary of State Rubio confirmed that Gulf states have pledged substantial U.S. investment in exchange for American protection of the Strait of Hormuz, an explicit protection for payment arrangement that complicates any ceasefire negotiation by deepening U.S. financial entanglement with Gulf security. Adding to the uncertainty, an Israeli intelligence report claims that Mojtaba Khamenei, son of Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, and widely considered his intended successor, has been wounded and is being managed by the IRGC inside Iran. Independent verification of the claim is still outstanding, but if accurate, it raises urgent questions about succession and who on the Iranian side is empowered to agree to any pause in hostilities. The Pentagon simultaneously confirmed undisclosed American troop injuries from Iranian strikes, framing the delayed disclosure as operational security. Senator Curtis of Utah, a Republican, has called for full transparency after two U.S. service members were killed over the weekend. The financial dimension is equally stark. The Pentagon has formally warned Congress it faces a cash shortfall that could threaten troop pay within weeks. And Defense Secretary Hegseth is scheduled to appear before the Senate this week to defend an $87.6 billion emergency war funding request. Representative John Larson of Connecticut has announced a lawsuit to block funding for the war entirely on constitutional grounds, arguing Congress never authorized military action against Iran, a challenge that carries legal weight given the War Powers Resolution's 60-day clock, now on day 9.